From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. You're great. Our show today, a veritable Santa's sleigh load of fun. But first, we get a few emails every week demanding on-air apologies for various slights. And it's the holiday season. We were visited by a couple of ghosts last night. So we've decided to do it. Here are the on-air apologies that our listeners have asked for, all of them. Starting with last week's show, we'd like to apologize to Jews, the country of Kyrgyzstan, and the producers of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We also owe apologies to Christians, Muslims, Mormons, Scientologists, probably a Hindu or two, atheists, British people and their teeth, French people and their body hair, Germans and their manners, and gays and their fabulous apartments. Apologies as well to President Bush, President Clinton, conservatives, liberals, independents, and whatever it is people who like Ron Paul are. We especially apologize for ever being nice to a guest you don't like. Our deep regrets also to the goth community, the overweight community, students at Michigan State University. Sorry, guys. Athletic trainers, epileptics, paraplegics, stutterers, people with ED. Next drink's on us, Bob Dole. And people who drool. Really. If I didn't apologize to you and your aggrieved group, don't worry. A New Year's coming. We'll be sure to offend you then. And we'll do this again. Now it's your turn to offend somebody by calling us up and answering some questions about the week's news. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Joanne Downey from Phoenix, Arizona.
How are things in Phoenix, Joanne?
You know what? They're kind of cold, actually.
Oh, now's the one where you say things, oh, it was down to like 68, and you laugh.
It was actually down to the low 40s.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And highs 60s.
We're still going to laugh.
Okay. I'm quiet.
Well, welcome to the show, Joanne. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a humorist and writer whose works are shamelessly promoted at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hello, Joanne.
Hi, Tom. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Next, say hello to the woman behind the syndicated advice column, Ask Amy, Miss Amy Dickinson.
Hey, Joanne.
Hi, Amy.
And lastly, a comedian who'll be appearing in New York at the Blender Theater at Gramercy on December 22nd, Paula Poundstone.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Paula. You're my hero.
Well, that's so sweet of you. Thank you very much.
Joanne, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Carol this time. Carol Castle is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize. Carol Castle's voice on your home answering machine.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Here is your first quote.
Suddenly, Barry Bonds looks a little less lonely.
That was Forbes.com reacting Thursday to a major report released this week. A report on what?
Steroid use by baseball players.
Exactly right. Very good. Yes. Say it ain't so, Mo. And Roger and Miguel and Gary and some guy named Nuke Logan. And over 50 other major league players who were not just named in a report on banned drugs in baseball, but in some cases exposed down to their backsides. The commission, led by George Mitchell, issued its 400-plus page report, complete with lists of drugs taken, copies of canceled checks, and very unpleasant graphic descriptions of Roger Clemens dropping his pants to get injected. Clemens, despite the detailed evidence of his steroid use, denied the charges and threatened revenge in the commission, saying, Clemens, smash! Unquote.
Did they really reveal anything that any 16-year-old baseball fan couldn't have already told you?
In terms of like the general sort of, what's the word, extent of the use, can't be a big surprise.
No. Although I was personally surprised to learn that George Steinbrenner was a meth addict and that and Joe Torre was a junkie. But when you think about it, it explains a lot.
It really
explains
does.
Everything.
Your next quote is from a profile in this month's Rolling Stone about a presidential candidate.
Let your guard down anywhere near him, and he'll pod you, body snatcher style. You'll wake up drooling, your brain gone, riding a back seat on the bandwagon that suddenly has him charging toward the lead in the GOP race.
Who is this man whose mystical mind-bending powers has transformed him into the GOP front runner?
It's not Romney. It's, give me a rhyming word.
He sounds...
Does you know, I'm sorry. I think our reputation, they think we're easy.
He's kind of... Does it sound like
a
kind of a...
rhyming word.
He sounds kind of like a teddy bear.
Many people heart him. Does that help?
Yeah.
He sounds like a teddy bear.
They heart
like
him?
They heart
yeah,
him.
They
Huckabee.
Heart.
Yes.
Huckabee.
Mike Huckabee.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, meet your new GOP front runner, a former televangelist who doesn't believe in evolution, plays in a rock and roll band, and he once pretended to take a cell phone call from God, whom he says is responsible for his rise in the polls. Some political observers think it's not so much that people heart Huckabee, but that they can't stand any of the other candidates. Nonetheless, his rivals are going nuts. Mitt Romney created a negative ad attacking Huckabee. Huckabee responded by calling Romney the, quote, class tattler, quote, unquote.
Ouch.
Ooh, ouch. Ooh.
Ooh, that hurt.
Burn on you, I believe, was his follow-up statement. Giuliani, for his part, called up his friend Bernie Kerik and asked to have Huckabee whacked.
It'd be even more entertaining if the Republican primary candidates would travel on a circus train all together.
Right. Yeah, that would be funny. One of the things that people have not, I think, talked about often enough for a potential reason for his rise in the polls, despite his lack of organization and money, he appeared on this show.
He was great. He was a great guest.
He was a great guest on this show.
Really funny.
Mike Huckabee did?
Yeah. Mike Huckabee did,
I missed that one.
Yeah. He was so funny. Did Dennis Kucinich. Hasn't done a lot for him, but, you know.
I love Dennis Kucinich. I think he should be president. But what did Mike Huckabee do on this show?
I will say this about Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee came on the show and was extremely charming and funny.
He's really funny.
You know, here's the problem.
Please, Paula.
I'll bet you, and I don't mean that he's
Paula,
like
he
this. I'm sure Mussolini could tell a good joke.
No, Paula,
I don't think being charming and funny means that you should be the leader of the country. I think that if you're charming and funny...
He could open at a casino. I mean, he's not as funny as you are, but, you know, he was okay. Yeah, he could open for you.
But that's different. Opening me for me is different than being president. Do you see that?
Yeah, well, when you put it like that.
Yeah. Once you see it in the stark light of the difference between opening for Paula Poundstone.
And leader of the free world.
And being president. A lot of the job is different
from... Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're moving on. Joanne, here's your last quote.
Okay.
Their hair looked nice and their trousers were tight.
That's from London's Telegraph music blog. It's one review by someone who saw what big band
Unite. That
one. Whoa, that one. She's all over, ladies and gentlemen. Led Zeppelin, yes. So all over the world for the last few years, aging rock stars watching the Rolling Stones continue to scamper about arena stages on their walkers. Anyway, the other band members are putting down their Ensure and vodka cocktails and coming back to the stage themselves. Zeppelin, one of the most legendary bands that old people like, reunited this week, one concert in London, a sure sign that times have changed. The band's contract now asks for an ironing board in their dressing room. Can you imagine? There's Robert Plant ironing his leather shorts. We have the set list. In case you missed the concert, we have the set list here. They opened with "Been a really, 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 really long time since I rock and rolled." Then they went to "Going into California at 40 miles an hour in the passing lane."
With the left-hand turn signal on.
One of my favorite anthems, "Whole Lot of Lipitor." And, of course, the big encore, "Stair Lift to Heaven." Carl, how did Joanne do in our quiz?
Three correct answers, Peter, makes her a winner.
Very well done.
Thank you
for playing, Joanne.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.